This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
We are back with a big Tuesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Oh, we're feeling pretty good, Spike Lee. Good to see you. Jackie Baseball, we got 1 week before we head to the winter meetings, brother. Holla at your boy.
Everything's fine.
Do something!
Back to the Eagles.
Back to the Eagles.
Actually, before the Eagles.
Yeah, awesome. What do we got?
Jack. Is Jerry Maguire a rom-com or a sports movie?
Rom-com.
Okay, not sports movie.
No.
We're just discussing this in the hallway.
Yes.
I think we all landed on rom-com, not sports movie. Sports is the scene, the background,
exactly.
But it's not a sports
movie. It's why, like, you morons try to tell me that Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It is not a Christmas
movie. It's not
a Christmas movie.
It's just around Christmas.
Does it have Christmas music?
I've never seen it.
Why am I even talking to you, dude?
What a moron. What a moron. Oh, boy. Big show with three morons today. We'll introduce some other morons. Elliot joins us at 2. There will be 4 morons here.
Elio!
Or 3, rather. 3 Tuesdays with Elliot. We have a lot to ask Elliot about.
The recently unprofessional Elliot Shoreparks.
Yeah. Is he a big J Journo? Did he have a scoop? We don't know. We also have to have him defend some of his Twitter takes. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4. Mm. At 4:30, we will debate the new proposed MLB golden at-bat rule, which I'm very excited about. And then at 5:30, an update on our fraudulent fantasy football league with Commissioner Buzz that I hate, that I wish I didn't do. Mm. All right. So
sounds like a fun show.
It is a fun show, but I got to start by getting everybody in line. And that includes you, Ike Reese. It includes Jack Fritz. It includes the Philadelphia Eagles, everybody. I am incredibly excited that the Philadelphia Eagles have won 8 games in a row, and it looks like we are part of the class of the NFL. However, Jack said something yesterday, and you agreed, and everybody's talking about it again, is like Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. And talking about the Super Bowl after 12 games is too early. It's not good for us, and specifically, it's not good for the team. And we did the same thing with the Phillies. And I remember
the Phillies were fraudulent.
Well, but that's what
this Eagles team's not fraudulent.
But 2 months into the season, you guys are like, "Get me to the postseason! Get me to the postseason!" And you know what? I think the team thought the same thing, and everything fell apart during the season. Nobody wanted to acknowledge it. The team didn't want to acknowledge it. We didn't want to acknowledge it. And it's all because we were thinking about something that happens months in advance. Mm-hmm. Look, this team is 10-2. They have played great for the last, you know, 6 weeks, 6-7 weeks. But they have 5 games left, right? In those 5 games, there are 2 playoff teams that we have left in these 5 games. We have 3 division games in these 5 games. There is a lot of season left. We're still giving the ball to the running back 30 times a game. We have 2 defensive backfield starters with concussions who aren't playing. A quarterback that everybody's scared of throwing. I'm just saying, before we start doing the Super Bowl thing, and I know the players say it, but I need them to believe it. I need us to believe it, 1 game at a time. In fact, even this weekend, we're facing a team that looked like they were trash at the beginning of the year, and then all of a sudden look like maybe they're putting together a little bit. There are a lot of
like
games.
Trash for one game.
What's that?
They look like trash for one game.
Who?
The Eagles.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the team we're playing on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. I'm just saying there's a lot of football left. I don't think we should. Our mind should be in Super Bowl yet. I certainly don't think the players' mind should be in Super Bowl yet. And this all this talk, I've just seen this go the wrong way. One game at a time for us, one game at a time for them.
Yeah. The hell with all that nonsense. That ain't what we do around here. We're not going one game at a time. A lot of that, what you said, made sense. I can totally understand where the logic is coming from.
Yep.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but this is the benefit of being fans. We're fanatics. We're fanatics, right? That's what we do. We overreact. We get super high. We get super low. And right now, after the slow start to the season and having to dig our way out of it, and a lot of it was baggage from last year too, Old St. Nick, I like Hugh Douglas. There he is, Black Santa. Love it. My brother.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. I got Joe running around here in a green suit, looking like Buddy the Elf. All right, let me get back to what the hell I was supposed to be doing here.
That was distracting.
Yeah, it was totally distracting.
You were talking about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And you shouldn't be.
We should be.
You should not.
And you made a lot of great logical points. But here's the thing, Spike. And I was saying, we're fans, man. This is the fun part of the season. Now, if it was early, like if we hadn't gotten to Thanksgiving yet, I can understand, like, man, so much football left to be played. And don't get me wrong, there's still a lot of football left to be played.
Basically a third of the season.
I completely agree. And when you add in the postseason, where you still got to win three games at a minimum to get to the Super Bowl or win it. But this is the fun time of the season. This is the time where we're supposed to be celebrating our team. We're on an 8-game winning streak. How can you not think about all the endless possibilities of what this team could do this year? Where we could be going over the next 2 months? I'm so excited because once this thing gets rolling like it's rolling right now, it's a party every week, man. You know what I love doing, Spike? I love Sunday nights or Monday mornings looking at Twitter, because it's really the only social media outlet I'm on now, and seeing videos of Eagles fans celebrating after the victories on the road in Baltimore, all the Eagle fans that were down there. Like, that, man, this is the time of the year. We deserve this. We deserve this. Now, some fans are front-running fans, and they jump on and off bandwagons. I'm talking about other cities. I'm not talking about our fans. I'm talking about fans of other teams. We live and die with this team all year long. It consumes us. And when we appear to be on the precipice of the payoff, man, how could you not get excited? So I understand. Players, coaches, keep your head down. Don't drink the perfume. Don't listen to WIP. Don't listen to all the people that's patting you on the back. But us as fans, oh nah. I'm going to revel in this. Because here's the thing. I know what's at the end of this thing. There could be. Heartbreak. This is the first time you'll get to hear my passionate plea about this, Spike.
About heartbreak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because as a fan, it doesn't matter, man. I'm going to lay it on the line for this team every year, no matter what, knowing that it's more likely I'm going to be disappointed and my heart's going to get broken. And I'm still going to do it every year. So when I get a time like this, I got to enjoy it. And I'm not thinking about winning the damn NFC East. I'm not thinking about, you know, I'm thinking number one seed, hosting the NFC Championship game. I'm thinking about us. What'd you say we're going to eat? Beignets and
yes,
and
we will eat beignets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever it is down there.
Yeah, jambalaya.
How could I not think about all that right now? And so as a fan, we're well within our right. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to talk my trash. My team is 10-2. We won 8 in a row. And yes, Super Bowl is all that's on my mind. I don't play the game. I don't play. I can't hit anybody. Even the thought of it hurts. So I have no impact on the outcome of the game. Whether I'm nervous every day or I'm overly excited, I have no impact on the outcome of the game. It's those players and coaches' jobs not to listen to all the hype and the pats on the back on the outside. It's not our job to temper our excitement. It's their job to not be overly influenced by it. My job is to get this fan base riding on this train, especially the ones I know that ride with me every year. They ride, and it's time for us to ride.
Do you work for a travel agent? Are you just trying to sell flights to New Orleans? Is that what you're trying to do, sell early flights and reservations in New Orleans?
I'm not, man.
Travel agent Ike over here.
I can't wait to go down there and take over New Orleans.
215-592-9494. Is it too early to start talking about the Super Bowl with the Eagles?
Wayne, I'm looking for everybody from New Orleans.
Haven't even won the division yet. Haven't won the division yet, and we're already talking about the Super Bowl. Jack, is it too early?
No, of course not. I just and Ike laid it out there very eloquently.
Thank you.
Per usual. But I also can lay out things very eloquently as well.
Occasionally.
Usually about the baseball team.
Yeah.
Yes.
But here, it's about the football team. Because I don't understand the one game at a time mentality. There's no way that you're watching this team every weekend and being like, ah, well, hold on, the Panthers.
Yes.
And hold on.
Yes, I am. You don't know me very well.
I know you. Okay. I'm talking about other people.
Do you remember in June I was stressed out about a Phillies loss?
That was a tough one to get through.
Yeah.
But you ended up being right about that. But again, that Phillies team was fraudulent. This Eagles team, not fraudulent. You watch them every weekend. I think they're the best Eagles team of my lifetime. With the 04 Eagles, who knows the line would be? Maybe a pick 'em. I don't know. But what we're watching is something that doesn't happen very often. And what I think about in times like this is the one-year guys. I think about the future of Saquon Barkley. I think of the future of Zach Bond. I think of how this team is currently constituted. And if they don't get it done, there's no guarantee you're back next year. We made this mistake in 2022 where it was, they'll be back next year, they'll be back. And then they weren't. And it was awful. And thank God they're back again.
And here they are 2 years later.
But they have to get it done or else you're just wasting the talent on this team.
The first part of getting it done is actually winning the division,
we're over that. They're going to win the division. Win the division.
You're putting all this bad juju into the world after the team was 10-1 last year.
Yeah, but again, that team was fraudulent. They were. I think we can all be honest with ourselves now. Watching them week to week, they didn't feel right.
Yeah.
What does it feel right about this team? Maybe if you want to do the quarterback thing, yeah. But like, everything else
That's none of our hang up. That's none of our hang up. That's your hang up.
Well, it might be our hang up at some point. All right. 215-592-9494. Too early to start talking about the Super Bowl. And we do have a next question today. And Jack, I think we have to get better about awarding. When we're doing Foxhole Guy next question, we have to award it at the end of the show. So remind me at the end of the show. So for next question today, the winner, you will give your sports point. We'll say next question. We'll ask you the question. The winner today becomes an official WIP Afternoon Show Foxhole Guy. It is Ozzy Osbourne's 77th birthday today. Happy birthday, Ozzy, 77. Jack had a great idea. Who's your go-to British person? Your go-to Brit today. So
we are enough Brits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Brits.
Plenty of Brits. And listen,
yeah.
I know our whole stance has been we're the most American show on this station.
Yeah.
But it's a funny question.
Yeah, it is a funny question. Well, every day for us is what is your favorite American. Once in a while, we can do what's your favorite Brit. All right, Jack, what is your go-to Brit?
Now, it's a bit of a throwback.
Okay.
Bit of a throwback. But I think this might be the greatest choker in the history of the world. And that is General Charles Cornwallis, who was the general of the...
who lost in the Revolutionary War.
Who lost to George Washington in the Revolutionary War. Essentially up 3-1.
That's your go-to Brit.
And our LeBron,
all right,
the GOAT, George Washington, came back and took down General Cornwallis.
All right. Now,
put some thought into that.
Yes. So now Ike's go-to Brit, he's not sure if he's a Brit or not.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Okay, who's your go-to Brit?
Stringer Bell.
I think he is. I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah. He is?
Yes. Idris Elba, you're talking about? Yeah. I think he's a Brit. I'm pretty sure he's a Brit. Yeah, because he's on that BBC show. Isn't he on Sherlock Holmes, the BBC show? I think he is. Yeah, I'm 99.9% sure. He's a Brit. All right, mine is. Now, there is a bit of a Philadelphia connection, if only one photo. You ask me, Brit, I'm going Princess Di. I always go Princess Di. And there's that photo with her wearing the Eagles jacket,
sure,
which is famous. I have that T-shirt. So my go-to Brit, Princess Di. All right, that is next question today. 215-592-9494. Is it too early to start talking about the Super Bowl? And next question, who is your go-to Brit? Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Man, you all over the place, man. Like, one minute you in Philly, next minute you in New York, then you in Cali, then you in Britain. First of all, last week you just told us when we beat the Rams, we didn't start thinking about the Super Bowl. That was you.
Dude, I got to do a show every day, Corey.
Unless you got an AI voice or something. That was you. You said that.
Yes.
I've been thinking about Super Bowl since week one. And stop putting what you feel and your 20 other minions out here that calling the afternoon show, greatest show.
Hold on, you're one of our minions.
Hey, but I got my own takes. I'm not taking your take. I mean, I ride with the Ohio legend, you know.
Because we see eye to eye on a lot of things.
But the rest of y'all, the Scrooge and the Grinch, I don't ride with y'all. Y'all my boys now. Now if I see y'all, you know, if y'all need help on the street or something, I got y'all back. But when it comes to these Eagle things, I'm looking at y'all side eye because I'm riding with the Super Bowl. I ain't worried about no quarterback. I'm not worried about no coach. I ain't worried about none of that. I'm 10 toes down. If I was Deion Sanders, I'd be 8 toes down. I'm down with my boys. I ain't got no hits. I ain't worried about Carolina Panthers. See, like, we focus. Every single day we focus. The division, last year that made us built. Like, that made us strong. Like, you know, that ain't happening ever again. So I know you might be a little bit nervous. Like, you know, you weren't here for the 2020 U2-1. You and Johnny March, y'all had the same kind of fear rumbling in your stomach. That ain't happening on this side. We ready. Who wants up? Carolina? Pittsburgh? Y'all up? All right, whoever get in the way, we knocking them down. Like I said, this ain't Elliott boxing class. Whoever show up, we whoop their ass. If I tell y'all, it's 10 toes, so I'm not worried about that. And you know, we can talk Super Bowl, you know, because we fans. But now, I don't care about what they do in the locker room. I know 6-7, I get them folks. They working today. He said, we working tomorrow. They say, yeah!
I'm telling you, Corey, sometimes that conversation sneaks into the locker room. Because it's not just going on here, it's going on TV, which there's no way those guys aren't watching ESPN and FS1 and NFL Network. And I'm telling you.
They're all on social media.
I'm telling you.
Disrespecting us. The media is disrespecting us. You still got people out here saying the quarterback can't play. Mm. You still got people out here calling the Lions the best team, which they not. And Kansas City, we going to see y'all, baby. That's all I'm going to say.
We might not even see Kansas City, Corey.
Yeah, they stink.
They may not get out of the AFC. They stink.
I wouldn't do that.
They stink.
They've lost one game, and they've won two straight Super Bowls, Jack.
They stink.
I would not do that.
They got to get out of the AFC.
Well, I mean, look, Kansas.
They got to get through Buffalo.
The end of this Kansas City season is going to go one of two ways. They're either going to lose in the playoffs and everyone's going to go, see, we knew the whole time. Or they're going to win the friggin' Super Bowl again and everyone's going to go, see, we should have never doubted them. They know how to win.
That's true.
I'm not locked in on either side of that Kansas City argument yet. I'm still terrified of them until I'm not terrified anymore.
I want the rematch. That's what I want to say. Remember, Ike and them went down, and we got the rematch in 2017-18. I want the rematch. That's what I want. All right? But my go-to Brit is a Goldburns call with my boy Adam Wilkes from Britain. Adam from Wales. That's my go-to Brit.
Adam from Wales?
Who's that?
He's a caller.
It's a caller.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be somebody we all know, right?
Nah, but listen, Corey's already a Foxhole guy, but yeah. I love Adam and Wales.
Yeah, has Adam and Wales called us?
Called us?
I think he's called twice, but not in the Spike era.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count.
Well, much like the Ben era, that didn't count. This show, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, IQ. Just kidding. But
we won the Super Bowl in the Ben era.
Yeah, that's all. What have you delivered?
Yeah.
A World Series.
Ben Livingston delivers the Super Bowl.
What you think it is, we got to the World Series and the Super Bowl with Jack.
Yeah.
We didn't win it, though. We didn't win it.
Well, that's once we got the cancer out of the building, Spike Eskin.
Oh. I won a Super Bowl here.
Yeah, and then what'd you lead us to?
What's that?
But then what'd you lead us to post-Super Bowl?
The rest of your career.
Well, yeah, you'll
You're welcome,
have
Jack.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. 215-592-9494. Too early to talk about Super Bowl Yoshi in Brewery Town. Ooh, this is not working. Jack, can you put Yoshi up? All right. That thing's not working here. There you go. Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big I, Jackie, baby. Happy. It's Tuesday, right? Because I've been on work for like 7 days.
It is Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. What's poppin', fellas? Yo, Hey, look, hey, Spike.
Yes.
I agree with Corey, man. You weren't here last year, man. We was in the slums. I mean, we was 10 and something. We had a winning record. But, man, we weren't confident. We was like, woo, a win is a win. Got another one. I mean, bruh, we was at a party, what's that, and it won't nothing to get intoxicated with. Now we drunk because this team is just elevated. I mean, you got to stop it, Spike. You like the guy... We sitting there, you talking to her, You say the girl, she just called me. It's 12 o'clock. What do you think she wanted to do? It's 12 o'clock at night. What do you think she wanted to do? Huh? We talking to, what I'm saying, Ike, is.
No, I know what you're saying.
I don't get those calls, Yoshi. I don't know about, I had a different life than you.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you why I used to get them calls all the time. I mean, hey, Spike, they were setting up the calls at 2 o'clock p.m. for the 11 o'clock p.m. call. I mean, man, let me stop. I was a bad boy. Man, it's like, man.
He can't even control himself.
Yeah, I know. See, they should have called me because then they could have had most of their 2 o'clock hour remaining. By 2:02, we'd be ready for the rest of the day.
Hey, Spike, I could write a book about women like Harry Potter was. God, let me stop.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. But we're having a great time, man. We could talk about Super Bowl at this point in time. We could talk about it. We got, what, 4 or 5 games left?
5 games. Two against playoff teams, 3 against division teams. We're still a game back. Well, buddy, we're still a game back of the 1 seed. We still haven't won the division. Oh, Yoshi's gone. He got too excited.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
Popped off.
Wow. I need to know his. Jack, at some point, just get his go-to Brit. That's all I need.
Even though he's already a Foxhole guy?
Yeah. I still want to know who his go-to, because it's going to be some girl.
All right. I'll text you.
Yeah. Definitely gonna be
yeah. I just want to know what his go-to Brit was. All right. Do we think when Elliot joins us at 3, do we think he even knows any British people that aren't soccer players?
Oh, that's going to say.
That aren't soccer players.
I mean, he traveled to Ireland to see the Spice Girls.
It could be one of the Spice Girls.
He went to Ireland to see the Spice Girls?
Yeah. He did, yeah.
Yeah, he's...
No, I think it's when the Eagles were out there in 2018.
Ireland?
No, they were in England, but I think he started in Ireland and then worked his way to London for the game.
Gotcha. Oh.
And his go-to Brit was Daniel Craig.
Oh, that's a good one.
Daniel Craig.
A disappointing Yoshi answer.
Yeah.
But Daniel Craig is
he's a good Brit.
Good movies, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, James Bond.
Yeah. I've never been a bondsman.
Never bought him as James Bond.
I always, the guy, Idris Elba, and there's always been rumors. I always thought he would have been an awesome James Bond.
Yeah.
He would have been a good, super smooth, takes care of business.
Different for the audience.
Yeah, but I think they would have been all right with it.
My brother would have been James Bond yet.
Yeah, but I would have worked with him, I think.
Yeah.
He's a good choice.
Was he voted the sexiest man alive?
I think he's the sexiest man alive.
Okay.
Well,
should have been your go-to Brit.
Yeah. Well, look. Now that I think about it, I'm just gonna say
Sean Connery and Roger Moore are my only two James Bonds.
James Bonds.
Yes.
Right. Well,
Timothy Dalton and all that. Daniel Craig and
I'm trying to think, who's the guy before Daniel Craig? Was that
Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan.
See, that's my James Bond.
Yeah, it's Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, yeah, man, that's Remington Steele.
Well, it's GoldenEye.
Yeah, he was Remington Steele, though.
He didn't know anything about Remington Steele.
Yeah, but you guys don't understand GoldenEye on Nintendo 64.
No, I never played that. Yeah. I know it's a big game. It's a big game. All right.
No golden tee.
We are 20 years apart.
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Oh, that makes it feel worse.
Wow.
Don't worry. You'll get older, too.
That was an unnecessary shot.
Yeah, you'll get older. Don't worry, Jack. Comes for us all. Time comes for us all.
Yeah,
if you're lucky, actually.
If you're lucky, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, all right. So Elliot will join us at 3. Is it too early to start talking about Super Bowl? I say it is. There's still a lot of season left. I don't need to be infecting the team with our nonsense. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, that's London. That's the next question.
Never a doubt.
Yeah. I was like, what did he pick this song for?
Yeah.
So next question today, in addition to your sports point, it's based on Ozzy Osbourne turning 77 today. Which doesn't, I was going to say it makes me feel old, but it always feels like Ozzy's been old, like, most of my adult life, so
yeah.
It seems about the same.
I think, so he's 76, by the way. Okay. I got a couple texts about it. I think because you're thinking about 1776?
No, it's because you told me he was 77.
Well.
It has nothing to do with me doing something wrong. Is you legitimately, in our meeting, I said, how old is Ozzy? And you said 77. So happy 76th. Birthday, Ozzy. 215-592-9494. Too early to start thinking about the Super Bowl or not. My thing's not working at all. Can you put up Ike, Jack? Ike in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Ike?
What up, Ike?
Hey, man. Yo, so here's the thing. It's not too early. And Spike, I hear you saying, like, oh, we don't want to get them thinking about it. First of all, they're going to look at the news. They're going to look at all those shows that we look at. But if they paid attention to them and they couldn't work through that, then they wouldn't have believed in their coach, because all those shows thought their coach should be fired. And they would have had a mutiny on their coach if they listened to what they say on those shows. So I think that athletes can put one thing aside and realize that's just the rap. We got to put the work in. Yep. So I'm not worried about that. And like you said, we fans, that's what we supposed to do. If we don't do that, then why do y'all do the shows that say what's going to be their record? We project.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit different. I agree with you. I think there's a small difference, if I'm splitting hairs here, in talking about their ability to potentially win the Super Bowl. And it just feels like all of a sudden one week we went from we don't know if we're in that class or not to the Lions. Who cares about the Lions? We're better than the Lions. So it just seems like we all skipped. And I agree with you to an extent. Go ahead.
By the way.
Yes.
I think I declared the Eagles better than the Lions like 3 weeks ago.
That's not Insider of the Year.
I didn't say it was Insider of the Year. I'm just saying when the question was there, I said we're better than the Lions.
Well, let me also say this, too. Let me tell you, Spike.
I feel like I always need to point stuff out.
Let me tell you why you're getting out. Let me tell you why you're getting outnumbered on your...
Because it's the afternoon show?
Yeah. No, this is the reason.
Yeah.
My man, you got to put future bets in, my man.
You feel
about
me?
Like, you got to put it, who won the Super Bowl? Like, that's how you get the best eyes. When we're 2-2, that's the best time. You know what I'm saying?
It is true, Ike. It is.
Yeah, and like I said, what's the fun of it if you can't have those thoughts? That's part of sports.
Well, it is part of sports. I would say that everybody does it differently, right? So while everyone was, I was enjoying the Philly season. I was. But while everyone was riding high waiting for the playoffs, the way I watch sports, and maybe it is because the old Philly is ingrained in me, is that I'm sitting there watching, waiting for the bad thing to happen. So I think sometimes it lets me see bad things when other people don't see them, but also it keeps me from doing what you're doing too. So
I'm from that era too, my man. I was down with Buddy Ryan.
Okay.
I was down with Ray Rhodes. I was down with when the Sixers was it Barkley and them kept losing in the second round, Jordan and them. So I was down with that too. I understand that the Phil. I don't understand how it is to be a Philly fan, but you know what? We won a Super Bowl.
We
and
did.
And we can win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
they can.
But let me give you my Brit.
Yeah. Who's your go-to Brit?
Look, I'm definitely going out the box. I know y'all ain't gonna get this one, but got one of the greatest albums of all time.
Okay,
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick is great.
Yeah. Slick Rick is a Brit.
He is.
He came out in '88, and they still play his music every weekend in the clubs and on the radio. Children's Story.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa.
Lottie Dottie.
Everything. Yep. Lottie Dottie.
You can actually hear it, and you can hear it in Slick Rick. So when
I always thought that was just a
How he was doing it?
Fake accent or something.
He was born there, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I never knew that.
Honestly.
Yes, sir. Y'all be easy. Have a good one.
Okay. I thought he was a New York guy.
I think one of the most interesting things about him is that with most singers, like most rock bands that are from the UK, they're British. You don't hear it when they're singing. You don't hear it in Ozzy.
Yeah, you can't tell.
You don't hear it in Def Leppard. You don't hear it in Led Zeppelin, any of those bands. But Slick Rick, I think it's because when you're rapping, you're not singing. His accent stayed there. But yeah, you can hear it. He was definitely British.
I swear I thought he was always a New York guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I always thought because of Dougie Fresh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought it was all New York. Now, I'm not going to take this person, but there's another person that I knew had the the British accent back then, mm-hmm. the rap, I could tell the difference.
Okay. A rapper, you said?
Yeah.
Tone okay. Loke?
No. Tone
West
Loke.
Coast.
Yeah.
he
doesn't
British.
Sound British at all.
At all. He's not even heard Tone Loke.
I just wanted to make a Tone Loke joke.
Okay. He's calling yeah. Tone Loke.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Tony Loke.
Tone Loke.
Yeah.
So, I find these results interesting. So the Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers.
What you got?
Mark's Jewelers has twice the twinkle this holiday. Ike, I don't know if you knew that. You can win a brand new Harley Davidson or Ike's custom championship ring at marks-jewelers.com. What is your mindset as an Eagles fan right now? Super Bowl or bust, or one game at a time? What do you think the results of this poll are, Ike? Super Bowl or bust, or one game at a time?
Oh, we're going Super Bowl or bust.
Okay, what do you think the...
Let's go 64%.
So this is legitimately surprising to me.
Okay.
51% one game at a time.
Ah.
49% Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
Now, that is not the response we've received on the phone so far, right. And it's not actually the vibe that I felt. Mm-hmm. I felt, doing the show all day yesterday, I felt like everybody was there. It's yeah. like, you know,
well, and that's the day after the game.
Yes, yeah,
that's
yeah.
kind of understandable.
So I'm infecting them, maybe.
Yeah.
But I guess people are, what do you think that's from? Is it precaution from last
yes,
year?
No okay. doubt. Okay. There's no doubt that's what it is, and I understand it. I understand why people are like, hold on, let's not get too far ahead. We know how this thing ended last year. It's not that... They don't believe, like, I don't think it's you saying you don't believe in the team. It's more
no.
or less saying, let's stay focused and stay locked in here versus starting to think down the road.
I think there's a difference between saying they're the best team in football right now mm-hmm. and we're going to win the Super Bowl. I think there's, especially with five games left and, you know, I think we all assume they're going to win the majority of those games, you know, whether you think they're going to win 5, 4, 3, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But this could look a lot different after these five games if we
sure.
don't have the one seed and all of a sudden the first game in the playoffs is against the Packers and, you
sure.
know, all of that. So that's the, I just want to win the division and get the one seed and then I'll start.
Yeah, you want to slow play it.
It's just,
yeah.
It's in my head. I'm just not there where you guys are yet.
Yeah, but there's no fun in doing it.
Well, I've reminded you several
yes.
times I'm a less fun
to be
person
clear,
than I am not a fun person.
There is no fun. And doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the other thing, Spike. You know, some people, and they maybe didn't start right now, but another win or two, especially if they beat Pittsburgh, people are starting to make plans.
Yes.
Because you can't wait until, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, fans, man, that's one thing I say about this fan base, man. They are, boy, when it comes to believing in this team, It's like no other once that momentum gets going.
Oh, yeah. It's one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's like, I feel like that's where we are. I think people have gotten over the ending of last year. Not everybody. Not some, you know what I mean? But I think the majority of fans, because it took a while for fans to even enjoy this season
mm-hmm.
because of some of the things that happened last year. I don't know which game it was for each individual fan, but it came apart. For me, it was the Washington game. Once they beat Washington that night and were 8-2, I'm like, dude, we're the best team in football. That's just the way I looked at it. That's how much respect I have for Washington coming into that game. That was a big game on a Thursday night. It was one of the better matchups we had had until that point. Probably the best team we had played until that point, even though it was a young team. And so they won that game that night. And after that, I looked at everything, and I'm like, man, we got a chance to do something special with this team. We got a chance to do something special. And they've only increased that since the Washington game. Beating the Rams and the Ravens back-to-back weeks on the road. I mean, as long as we don't overlook these damn Panthers.
No. That's going to happen. But,
yes. Well, you know, as long as we don't overlook them and we get a W there, we'll be ready for Pittsburgh. We'll be ready for Washington. And you wait until Green Bay beats Detroit Thursday night.
Well, if that happens, then all of a sudden
yes,
things...
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When Green Bay beats Detroit Thursday night and now we're all of a sudden tied, whew.
I think for me, to an extent, another similarity to the baseball season is I don't think there's a clear-cut best team in football. So I think there's probably four or maybe
yep.
even five teams that I think are all sort of right there.
Yep.
If I felt like for sure the Eagles are better than all these teams, like substantially better, then I would feel one way. But I look at Detroit, I look at Buffalo, I still look at Kansas City.
All good teams.
You know, all really good teams. Yep. And
even Green Bay is a good team. Yep. And you can't sleep on Minnesota.
Minnesota's 9-3. Yeah. Whoever ends up coming out of the West.
10-2.
Are they 10-2? Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. They're 10-2. So
setting up just like the Case Keenum here. The Vikings team.
Oh, the Vikings team. Yeah.
Yes. It's what they do. Case Keenum.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
yes.
Sam Darnold was a top pick. Case Keenum was
here. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but bring him to the link in January.
Well, yeah, they're not winning here in January. Well, there we go.
Might start getting weepy.
All right. We'll get back to the phones right after Jack.
No.
Yeah. Oh, man. The fall skull chant is still.
Poor Minnesota fans in that they came here not knowing. They're from the Midwest.
Yeah, they didn't know what they that's a little further. Yes.
Well, it's still part of the Midwest.
Right, but understand there's a tough part of the Midwest. The Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Detroit. That's Minneapolis. They're soft.
You didn't put Cincinnati in there?
You heard me.
I would say in general, they don't operate sort of on the same wavelength
that
we do.
Yes.
They had no idea what they were coming into.
They're talking about somebody took a hat and threw it in the urinal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, the news stories from Minnesota were all time.
Yeah. Well, it was something.
It was something.
Well, and I know Chicago has a tough part of Chicago, but them as sports fans, they're not. They're.
You don't think so?
No. No.
Oh, they have been beaten to death, man. They ruled the 90s.
I lived there for 2 years. Dude,
ruled the 90s.
Nobody went to see White Sox games, but Cubs games, everybody's just hanging out.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
any other sports in the town.
Yeah, but they,
Chicago,
what are you going to do?
Bear fans.
What's he going to do with the Bulls here?
Well, the radio stations are on AM, too.
Like, oh, don't
be
do that.
Real.
That's our radio station. Boy, you just know the wrong way to do everything.
He knew he was walking on thin ice.
He knew
there.
It. Talk about National Appliance Warehouse.
He couldn't stop himself from saying it, though.
Real sports towns. If you're dreaming of a new kitchen that's innovative with dynamic. Marshall Harris, big fan.
God bless the Score. We love the Score in Chicago. 670 the Score.
Anyway.
You're brutal,
with
man.
Dynamic aesthetics that'll blow you away. Get to National Appliance Warehouse and explore Gen Air. Only Gen Air combines rebellious luxury with quality and design. These are high-performance, sophisticated appliances for people who love technology and visual appeal. Gen Air refrigerators feature a daring obsidian interior, stylish black finish that enhances the look of everything inside. Choose from two distinct design expressions throughout the Gen Air product offering. Rise features a bold, professional look, while New Air is sleek and contemporary. Gen Air's dishwashers also offer the quietest technology available. I'm obviously impressed with Gen Air, and you have to trust National Appliance Warehouse's knowledgeable team to guide you through selecting the perfect appliance for you, and always the best price thanks to Price Assure. The Black Friday mega sale is extended. Instantly save 15% when you package four Gen Air appliances together. See store for details. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in Tax Free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Are you thinking Super Bowl or bust or one game at a time? 215-592-9494. I'm going to have to restart this. Can you put on Aaron and Mount Airy? Yeah.
Oh,
Aaron, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What up, eh?
Yo, Ike.
Yes.
Oh, man. The delegation, they just called me, man.
What happened?
You didn't know Slickbird was from England.
Who?
You didn't know Slickbird was from England?
No, I didn't, no.
Come on, you delegation.
Man, listen.
I was like, man, I don't want to take the car from Mike. We don't want to take it from you. But you know,
first of all, you're gonna have to pry it out of my dead hands to get it from me. You know that. Did we lose eight? No, there you go.
Yeah, you're talking about Moni Love, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Eric. Yeah, we all know she's from England.
Yeah. See now, I can hear it in her voice. I don't know why I couldn't hear it in Slick Rick voice.
Go back and listen to Teenage Love. You hear it all through the song. But listen, this is what I'm going to do. Spike.
Yes.
Come on, man. We all see how you interact on Twitter. We all hear how you interact with people. You're not this scary of a person. You're not.
because you don't want the fisticuffs, but you want the venom coming.
He wants the smoke though. Yeah, he wants the smoke. Yeah.
You're not this scary, Spike. Come on. Like, when did we start talking about the Super Bowl? After week 17 or after the wild card, after the NFC Championship game, when we know we're going to Super Bowl?
Dude, there's a lot. Look, there's a difference between the, and it's hard for me to describe, to start thinking about the Super Bowl and then just talking about it as if it is a foregone conclusion. Yeah. We haven't won the division yet, don't have home field yet, have five games left. Two of those games are tough games. I know we beat Washington.
What games are tough?
Pittsburgh's tough. Washington's tough.
Hold on. What did we do against Cincinnati? And what did Cincinnati? How many points Cincinnati did put up on Pittsburgh?
Then Pittsburgh won that game. How many points did Pittsburgh put up on Cincinnati?
No, that's what I'm saying. When have we given up 38 points?
We haven't given up 30 points since the first game. Did we give up 30
Tampa.
The first game?
Tampa.
Oh, Tampa put up.
Tampa and Green Bay.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Against Tampa.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm at the gas station. Yep.
Here we go. Thank you. Have a good one. Sorry about
Would
that.
Would it be polite? Would it be polite? That's what we do on this show, Big.
Yeah, we're polite.
Good people.
We have the best defense. Like, what else do you need to see? We have the best defense. I'm not gonna get on Jalen Hurts today. But we all know how I feel about it. But we have the best defense. We have the best running game. And Jalen Hurts has not turned the ball over in how long? See what I'm saying? Like, this is the recipe for success for this season. And I don't see anyone stopping that. I don't see the Detroit Lions stopping that. I don't care about going to Detroit. Like, you really going to lose to Jared Goff? Come on, man. Like, seriously?
Well, dude, they're saying the same thing about Jalen Hurts.
Well, that's cool. No, they're supposed, and that's the thing, they're supposed to say that. But if you look at it objectively, you really think that the Philadelphia Eagles will walk into Detroit and lose?
They could certainly lose. Look, I'm not saying they will lose. If you think there's no way that the Eagles are going to lose in Detroit.
What are you saying? Hey, there's no way they can lose in Detroit?
Well, I don't know. I don't think, because they still got Minnesota. They still got Detroit. They still got Minnesota. They still got Green Bay on their
side. And Buffalo.
And Buffalo. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're going to lose to Buffalo because it's in Buffalo, right? His small hands. Oh, yeah, they losing that game. It's in Buffalo, right? Or it's in
no, I think it's in Detroit.
It's okay, though. But listen, like, because we're at least locked into the 2-seed.
Yep.
We're at least locked into the 2-seed.
Yep.
And if Detroit loses one more game, and I can see them losing two more games.
We're not locked into the 2-seed, eh?
No,
we're not.
Because we're winning the NFC East.
Okay.
I know you don't like to let stuff go, but you can let this go. We're winning the NFC East. If we don't win the NFC East, we're not going to win the first playoff game. That means we collapse. How many games up are we on the Commanders?
Three.
Yeah, if we fall
in the loss column.
We don't win. Yeah, in five games, and if they catch up to us in five games, we're not even winning the wild card round. So we're winning the NFC East. If you don't think we're going to win the NFC East, you don't think we're going to go to the Super Bowl, Spike.
No, it's not about what I think might happen or what I think will happen. The difference is like you're saying, well, none of these teams are going to beat us. Like, what are you, crazy? I mean, we're you're talking about Washington and talking about how many points you give up. Washington just scored 42 points, 45 points. I could do that same thing that you just did with that. How many times have we put up 40 points?
But no, but we don't need to, because our defense is elite.
Okay.
That's the thing. Our defense is elite. Jalen Carter is wrecking games, being double teamed. And they don't throw the ball clean out of Mitchell's way. They don't look his way.
All right. So you're super confident that we have Super Bowl level edge rushers. You're super confident we have a Super Bowl level quarterback.
No, but here's the thing. But I never said that we can't win with Jalen Hurts. I just don't think Jalen Hurts is as good as some callers on the station say he is. But I never said we couldn't win.
You're changing your tune a little bit, Aaron.
No, that's true. I never said we couldn't win with Jalen Hurts, because I don't think he folds under pressure. I just don't think he doesn't have the intangibles to be a great quarterback. The only way he's great is if he wins. He's not going to put up great numbers. He's never going to throw for 20 touchdown passes. Like, that's sad. That's Troy Aikman light.
I can't believe I did this. But yeah, Troy Aikman's rolling over in his grave being compared to Jalen Hurts.
Well, he's still very alive.
I know, that's the joke.
I want to hear it was in 90. Brett Favre was throwing for 35 touchdowns in 90.
Yes.
Like, Dan Marino was doing this thing.
Yes.
I don't want to. What's his name from Buffalo? Like, Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly, another one, yeah.
What you want to do? I don't care about that. He was throwing 11 touchdown passes. The only reason he's in the Hall of Fame is because he got a Super Bowl. He's not a Hall of Famer. And neither is Eli Manning. But hold on.
All right.
Well, that's true.
All right, give us your go-to Brit, Aaron.
All right. Y'all won't know this show, but somebody gonna listen. I'm gonna give you a scene from it. I built this brick by brick, and I'll be damned if I let you tear it down because you don't like a way another talk. My man Dancing Idris from Snowfall.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Yeah, I don't
know. No idea what he's talking about.
Yeah. That cost me my card.
No.
Yeah, give your card away.
He said give it away.
Aaron's too liberal in taking away your delegation. I feel like he's trying to threaten you.
Nah, it's my dude, man. Okay. That's a running joke with me and him.
Okay, yes. All right, okay.
Yes. He's the only person I actually DM with.
Okay.
Back all and right. forth, yes. Right. No, Aaron's good.
Okay. Well, you know who's not good? Elliot Shore Parks. Nah, just kidding. Elliot joins us next. Well, speaking of Elliot, Elliot goes on all the Fans of Philly trips. That is one person who is, I'm sure, booking travel is Fans of Philly Joe, is booking all of his flights.
He said he's actually happy to not have to be on the road anymore.
Oh, Elliot.
Yeah.
Yeah, only one more. One more. And
he doesn't have to fly.
Doesn't have to fly.
Yeah. Drive down to Washington.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't like having his little vacations in the middle of the season.
If it's not L.A. or Brazil, he's not really
interested. That's what I told him. I said, dude, you got lucky this year. You went to a lot of good spots.
Yeah. Yeah, he brought his wife. Like, come on. You're glad you're not traveling. The guy sunbathes, goes shopping on Rodeo Drive, goes to the beach. What are we talking about? And shoots off a tweet in the middle of it. So speaking of Elliot, we do have some... I guess some evidence that questions his professionalism.
Uh-oh.
So, and we have audio to play for Elliot where he's going to have to explain for himself if he should even be considered for Eagles Insider of the Year. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.